Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports talk show hosts and politicians are very much alike in that, Mayor Lucas, aren't we? We're always wrong no matter what we do.
Absolutely. I know that story very well, particularly knowing complaints when you get a winter pothole season.
Yeah, we're getting ready for that. So, when you're out there for your jog, bring some spray paint and then, like, spray paint the potholes so the city can see those, okay?
Can do.
How about that one yesterday, though, man? That was a great team win, wasn't it? The defense picking up the offense and playing the way that they did. That was an awesome defensive game.
You know, a few weeks ago, I met Steve Spagnuolo and talked to him kind of about how the team seems to be gelling. And I think yesterday you saw it where the defense, frankly, carried the game. I mean, some huge stops, particularly if you go back to the end of the game. The number of times we've seen Tom Brady, including last year in the AFC Championship game, march down the field, had this great comeback. It was amazing to see the stops here, the pressure, the sacks, and then, of course, batting away that ball on their last play on fourth down. I mean, this is the stuff that gets you stoked about a playoff run.
Yeah, no doubt it does, and really excited because they came up with that big play at the end of the game with the greatest of all time at quarterback and his best offensive player in Julian Edelman and Rashad Breeland just like, get that ball out of here. We don't have any time for that. You know, that's
absolutely
a play that normally gets made by the New England Patriots, but it was stopped because the Chiefs played such good defense. I mean, they were on the field for 10 minutes and 11 seconds in the fourth quarter yesterday. They gave up 3 points. That's a hell of a defensive effort.
Yeah, I mean, it was really kind of astounding. I say in some ways, and I know we curb stomped the Raiders last week, et cetera, this has to be one of my favorite performances of the season. You look at all phases of the game, there was not like a huge gaping weakness. Yeah, there were some mistakes along the way, but you're looking at special teams making key stealth plays that help change momentum in the game, certainly the defense. And then the offensive side, you had the ball with Spencer Ware, some good runs down the line. They kept going back to the run, even if it wasn't being as productive at times as we wanted. That opened up the game for us to, I think, look deep to Tyreek a few times. Certainly Mecole Hardman with a great run later on. And so I leave this game feeling like we're in a great position. And isn't this amazing? We've already clinched the division with 9 wins. I mean, AFC West, like, pick it up.
<It's> We'll take it. That's fine. It's good to clinch. Right. Good to clinch early. Have that little. I guess it's the Z, right? Is that the Z in the standings? By the
yeah.
Way, Z for clinching the division by the team's name. We were talking about all last week. Like the fans, I felt like the fans really needed like to see it get done in Foxborough to like kind of slay another dragon. How confident are you that they could do it again in the playoffs?
What we saw last night is that the Chiefs can win against anyone, anywhere. Not saying that New England has down games and up games. I'm sure they could come on stronger in the future. I mean, you've seen this team tough it up weeks and weeks. You know, and sometimes they have been questionable games at Detroit, right? But then at New England yesterday, we see that type of stellar performance. I think this shows every fan in Kansas City that this team could be unstoppable as you get to the playoffs, particularly where, you know, our offense didn't put up that many points. I mean, they did a great job. But when you look at all of our playmakers actually hitting and the fact that didn't happen last night, we still won, and I think pretty handily, then I'm excited about what's coming ahead, particularly in the postseason.
Well, and one and only scoring 3 points in the second half. I mean, that's how remarkable that was. If I would have told you 24 hours ago that the Chiefs are going to score 3 points in the second half, they're going to win the game, you'd have called me a liar and said I was nuts, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly right. We've gotten used to over the years in Kansas City, both Alex Smith era and even in the early Mahomes era, this thing that we needed to be gunslingers, we needed to put up all these points, and that was our way to salvation, right? I think what we are seeing now is with this complete team, you don't have to hope that Pat's putting up 40 points and, you know, just kind of hoping that the defense, you know, bends but doesn't break. What you saw yesterday was like a true shutdown, and that was exceptional. I mean, I love seeing us be able to kneel down, run out the clock, and frankly, having our coach outsmart Bill Belichick.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Belichick blowing a challenge on that fourth down, right, I think was exceedingly questionable. It ended up burning them later. And that's the sort of thing that you start to see. The Patriots had like one or two of their trick plays, but we had the better play calling. I think the better team yesterday.
Well, and I think, yeah, but you saw how much that game meant, too, to both coaches. Like, when was the last time you saw two coaches, especially these two coaches who don't show any emotion, that emotional during a game, too? You knew it meant a lot to both sides.
Oh, my God. I mean, seeing Belichick, first of all, it just made me have so much joy as a fan of good things to see Belichick so angry on the sidelines, right?
Yep.
Shouting about how he should have had a touchdown, et cetera. I mean, look, when you play well, right, luck tends to go your way. And it was so thrilling for all of us back here to see that, by good plan, right, we get some calls that go our way finally. But I think our team put themselves in a great position to take advantage of it.
And how about the spoiled fans, Mayor Lucas, up there, you know, booing Tom Brady? I mean, God, to have their problems, right?
I mean, that's ridiculous, and that's everything you need to know about New England. I mean, look, I've been there. The fall foliage is really nice, but otherwise, you know, enjoy, like, your 25 sports championships of the last 10 years and just sit down. You know, like, it's look, you've had a solid team. You trailed for the first time since, what, fall of 18. I mean, it was amateur hour from the Pats fans yesterday.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, that was a great win. Now we got a little break here for the next couple of days to get ready for the Denver Broncos and, you know, get past that. We're talking playoffs now, man. The playoff scenario is already out there, and we could face the Pittsburgh Steelers if the season were to end today.
You know, I mean, it is an interesting set of things. I'm excited about the opportunity for us to host, right, not just the home playoff game and the wild card, but to get back to that 2 seed. I mean, looking at New England's schedule, who we probably need to have drop, I mean, they've got pretty much one tough game there, Buffalo. I have learned to never rely on the Buffalo Bills for anything since I was a kid watching the Super Bowl in 91. But nevertheless, you know, they could do us a huge favor in upsetting the apple cart on that one and getting us back to the position we like in that 2 seed.
Well, Mayor, we appreciate the time. Enjoy the week, and we'll talk to you again next Monday.
All right, we'll see you Arrowhead on Sunday.
You got it. Take care. Mayor Lucas with us here on 610 Sports
Radio. Makes the jog a little bit easier on a win like
that. It really does, yeah. I can't wait to actually get a little jog on today. Did 7.25 miles yesterday. I'm ready to go again.
Big story coming up, and they may have their guy next.
Fesco in the morning.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.